This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So you wouldn't come to Long Island on a Saturday night?
Depends on what Saturday it is.
The 31st.
Yeah.
Of? January.
Tiki's thinking about it. So Sean's already out. I'm out.
Well, I mean, I could, in theory, it's going to be a rough one. I got a 3 o'clock Disney on Ice with my kids.
Oh, you can make that.
But then it's like I'm leaving the Barclays Center at 5:30 and going, hey, kids, I'm dumping you back. I'm going to take a different train to UBS Arena. Like, that's a tough spot.
That is. I'm seeing Rascal Flatts that night. And I
wow, where's Rascal Flatts that night?
They are upstate. It's in, where did I get to? Albany, I think I'm going.
Wow.
It's not close. It's not like a local arena I'm going to.
No,
it's like upstate.
That's a little bit of a hike.
Yeah. I got to actually double check where I got those tickets because I'm not even sure.
It's always been my wish to see them.
Ah, very good. I saw Rascal Flatts
Look
one other
you,
time.
Sean.
It was in, I'm curious if you know the town, Bristol, Virginia?
Yeah.
You know Bristol,
yeah.
Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay. I was driving down to like North Carolina, and on the way, because I love Rascal Flatts, and I was convincing my wife, we got to go. So we went, and it was a show in Virginia where it's outside, and you basically sit on a hill.
Yeah, like an amphitheater.
Yes.
The PNC is the same in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. And we just felt so old. Everybody was 25 years old and drunk. And here were me and my wife, like in our late 30s, and we just felt like ancient compared to all these kids. So I think this will be different because I'm inside an arena. I feel like it's more adulty, if you will. But I would argue, and I am certainly no music expert, all right? I just know what I hear and I like. I would argue Rascal Flatts has produced more hits than basically anybody. Mm. They are freaking hit machines.
Yeah.
You don't even know their songs, but you know their songs.
By the way, we talked about Bristol a couple weeks ago.
Did we?
Yes. Because it's in Tennessee and in Virginia.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Wait, that's the same town that goes over two different
states? Right on the border.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just like, what were we talking about, Kansas City?
Yeah, because of the Chiefs moving from Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas.
Right.
So a few days ago, Joe Shane met the media, and I think everyone's heard a lot of what he said. There was one comment he made I wanted to save for you.
Okay.
Because Joe was talking about cap space. And in selling us about his cap space, I'm curious if you're going to take what he said as something that may piss a few players off.
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here is the general manager of the New York Giants, Joe Shane.
We have salary cap flexibility. We have some young core pieces in place. And I know it's talked about at times, but if, you know, Jackson Dart's on the open market or Malik Nabers or Abdul Carter, you know, the deal with Andrew Thomas, you know, that was done a couple years ago, looks good in terms of the rankings. Dexter Burns, you know, I think Hutchinson just got 40 million. So I would say key pieces at core positions that on the open market are making an exponential amount of money. We're in a good position in those core positions.
Isn't he almost mocking his best players by saying, haha, I have you and you're underpaid?
Yeah.
Isn't that basically what he just said?
Well, who did this? The 49ers. Didn't the 49ers do this with Jimmy Garoppolo? Remember when they paid him like this ridiculous contract and we were all like, what in the hell are you doing, 49ers? And their response was, well, in 5 years, he's going to be grossly underpaid.
Right.
Because we locked him up for a long time. He's going to be underpaid. And so it's just the nature and the timing of signing contracts. And I think as a player, you can't be overly upset, even though I know that some of those, including one that he mentioned there, are upset.
That they feel they're underpaid.
Yeah, because you get paid, deservedly so, and then almost immediately you get passed. You know what I mean?
Which is what he's saying.
100%.
And he's bragging about
but
it.
But with the rookies, it's different because...
That's different. I wasn't bothered by that.
The free agents, it happens. The cap is going up every year by 10%, maybe more than that. And what is it now? It's almost $270-something million. So it's going to keep going up.
Yeah.
And the percentage that the players get doesn't change. So when it goes up 10% or 15%, the next deal is going to make 10 or 15% more. It just is what it is. And so is it upsetting? Sure. But go prove why you deserve an upgrade.
Yeah. It felt like in defending himself, and Sean has done the same thing, that the Giants are in a better cap position than maybe we realize.
Yes.
He basically bragged about how underpaid Dexter Lawrence, Andrew Thomas, and Brian Burns are.
Yeah. Yep.
Which, if I'm Dexter Lawrence or Brian Burns or Andrew Thomas, I'm like, hey, I'd like a new contract. Then you're admitting I'm underpaid. You're confirming.
Well, what did they do with Andrew Thomas? They converted it to bonus?
Yes, yeah, and that was a way to kick some money
out. And by the way, in theory, for Andrew Thomas, that's better. Because I'm now holding my money, meaning I can get more money and invest it, as opposed to the Giants holding my money where they get the investment on it. You know what I mean? So Andrew Thomas isn't complaining. Some other guys might be complaining, but I don't think Andrew Thomas is.
If you're already unhappy about your contract and you hear that, would that bother you a little bit more?
No, it's because it's the business.
Okay.
You got to be smart enough to realize it's the business of the game.
It is the business of the game. Let's go to Dom in New Rochelle. Good morning, Dom.
Hey, Dom.
Gentlemen, what's up?
All's good.
Kiki, glad you're back. Been waiting to talk to you on this topic.
Excellent day.
By the way, Evan, I know yesterday I said they can't hire Harbaugh by the end of the week, but they need to get it done within 2 weeks. Anyway, guys. This shouldn't even be a debate with these two guys here. Stefanski is a good head coach, probably the best second option out of everyone else. But Harbaugh is the clear guy here. When these owners or GMs interview, they ask Harbaugh what he wants. What can we do for you?
Right.
But
the question, Dom, is does he want the Giants? Like he can go almost anywhere.
Exactly. But I mean, why wouldn't you want the Giants? I mean, he's got everything set up there. The only problem would be the GM. Hopefully he would want to work with the GM.
Here's the part that makes this difficult. We do not know what someone wants in a new job.
Mm-hmm.
It could be as simple as, where do I want to live?
Yeah.
I'd rather live in a warm climate.
Especially because he's been doing it for so long.
Absolutely. And because you have the pick of the litter, not all head coaching candidates do, you can be picky and say... Like, I'm sure if Tiki Barber is 65 years old and you got all these different media places saying you can work from wherever you want to live, you're going to maybe look at geography to make that decision.
That's right.
So, number one, and I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying we don't know. The other thing I brought up yesterday to Sean is that Jim Harbaugh has explained the affinity his family has for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
That his parents got married in Cleveland.
Yep.
They had their honeymoon at a Browns game. And they grew up as Browns fans. And so could John Harbaugh say, boy, the combination of sticking it to the Ravens and getting to coach my hometown team, maybe he's more drawn in by the Browns than we like to give credit to.
Because
I think what we do on Sports Talk Radio is we look at the roster and the quarterback. Again, I'm not saying those aren't factors, but these other things may be factors.
But I got to tell you, the Browns have a heck of a defensive roster right now.
They do.
And so could that turnaround happen quickly? Maybe, with the right head coach.
And also, some people are more vengeful than others.
Yeah.
And I don't know if John is a vengeful guy, but if he is...
He doesn't seem like it.
I agree. He doesn't seem that way. But boy, if he wants to be vengeful, he goes to Cleveland and destroys the Ravens for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And says, okay, you don't want me around.
Because he knows all the insides and outs.
Yes.
And by the way, he can go wherever he wants. This isn't like a trade situation. This is, you're fired, you're out. Then you're a free agent.
Yep. John is in Staten Island. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I could be completely wrong, because clearly my wife thinks I am often. But if I'm looking at the Dolphins, that's probably the worst situation. No cap space. Tua obviously is an issue. He's two concussions away from being forced out of the league, and you can't trade him because of the, you know, like the dead cap money.
Right.
And I know you guys are going to say, what did Denver do with Russell Wilson? Again, you also have Tyreek Hill, who's insane. He could be in jail tomorrow. Then, if you look at Cleveland, okay, you love White Castle and your parents, you know, like, had their honeymoon there. That sounds awesome, except for the fact that you have Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, who are miserable, and a nut job owner. I mean, like, honestly, the Eagles are the only one that would make me nervous,
yeah.
Only because I hate Philadelphia and I wish it would burn to the ground.
But you're making interesting points, though, because we don't know what John Harbaugh is going to base his decision off of. I'm sure some of it is football related, but it could be quality of life related.
And that's what our last call is not really taking into account. Like, if it's football related, your points are all fair.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's, I want to wake up every morning and have my feet on the sand in the beach?
Yeah.
You can do that if you coach the Dolphins. You're not doing that if you're coaching either of our teams.
What do you mean? There's a swamp there.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It's muddy.
And you can live on the Jersey Shore, but then 80% of the year, it's 45 degrees outside. But we don't know. That's the mystery of all this.
That's all relative. 45 degrees felt fantastic today.
No, I know.
It did.
It is all about perspective. The other thing we don't know is what the hell happened. And there are two interesting things that I want to play for you. One is discussing what happened to John Harbaugh in Baltimore, and the other is two of the best football reporters out there completely conflicting each other on what happened. And with all due respect to all the reporters out there, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport are probably, percentage-wise, the highest newsbreakers of anybody.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there's no doubt, because they're on it every day.
They're on it every day. They are the two biggest household names when it comes to the NFL newsbreakers. So let's start this off with Ian Rappaport. This is Ian Rappaport's report from just the other day on what happened with John Harbaugh in Baltimore that led to his dismissal.
My understanding after talking to several sources involved is that simply Harbaugh lost the locker room. But at the end, players just simply had doubts about whether or not they wanted to play for him as their head coach. The opinions of players, Judy, was valued here. It was listened to. It went to all levels, and it's not just Lamar Jackson. Now, it started, sounded like to me, with Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson not being on the same page, and it continued throughout the locker room, maybe not 100%, but more than enough for the Baltimore Ravens to say among the reasons to move on, this was a big one.
So that is a pretty clear report that he lost the locker room.
Or he lost Lamar Jackson, it sounds like.
Which then led to losing others.
That would be like Sean McDermott losing Josh Allen.
Right.
Because Josh Allen, Lamar is like Josh in the respect that he's boys with everybody. He's Mr. Social in the locker room. He relates to everybody, have a conversation with everybody, and you follow his lead. He's naturally a leader because he's a two-time MVP and he's your starting quarterback and he's elite. But as soon as you lose the quarterback and it's with that kind of quarterback, you're losing the team.
Here is what Adam Schefter said when asked about Ian Rappaport's report that John Harbaugh lost the locker room in Baltimore.
Rappaport said on the Insider Show that he had heard from his sources that maybe the locker room didn't like Harbaugh anymore and maybe they've known that there's been a rift. What is kind of your information on how we got to this point and obviously what Harbaugh...
I don't think that information right there could be any less true. The players were coming into his office crying, hugging him, sending him goodbyes, calling him one by one. If they felt that way, why are Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers and Isaiah Likely and all these players coming in, crying, hugging him, giving him these long, warm goodbyes? I'm not buying that.
Mm. Who do you believe, Teak?
Well,
these are two respected reporters.
I don't think that those two circumstances, is a better way to describe it, are mutually exclusive. You can lose a locker room and guys still love you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because it's a relationship. You've been in part of this thing for Mark Andrews for how long now? 7 years? 8 years? Zay Flowers is four years, something like that. Of course you have an affinity for the guy. He's helped you become a great player. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he also didn't lose the locker room.
So both can be true.
100% both can be true. And for Schefter to completely dismiss it because guys were hugging the dude, come on, man. That doesn't make sense. You got to know better than that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Team Rappaport.
Not even Team Rappaport. I'm just team relationships are complex. And anybody who's had any kind of relationship with a teammate or a spouse knows this. One day you hate them, the next day you miss the hell out of them.
You talking about Tom Coughlin right now?
I'm not. I'm just I'm talking about people.
I got you.
And so to put it in a silo is stupid to me. Doesn't make any sense.
I think I'm connecting the dots here. This feels like, and I don't know how big a rift it was, there was some kind of disconnect that started to emerge between Lamar Jackson and Harbaugh.
Oh, there's no doubt about
it. No doubt about it. And who knows if Rappaport's talking to Lamar, his agent, whatever. But, you know, losing the locker room could be as simple as the quarterback lost trust with Todd Monken, who had Harbaugh, and Harbaugh had his back. And then that becomes somehow the whole locker room was broken.
Yes, exactly right. Or Zach Orr is not doing a good enough job.
Right.
And the defense, who has talent to be good, is completely right. underperforming, yet you're standing behind Zach Orr.
Correct.
It's no different. It's no different than, to bring it local, Dabes standing behind Shane Bowen.
Right.
And propping him up, even though it was plainly obvious that he was in over his head and in some ways incompetent to make a very good rostered defense play at a high level.
Here is the really good news for Giant fans or any fan base of anyone listening who wants John Harbaugh. If it's going to take you 18 years to lose the locker room, you did a hell of a job.
No doubt about it.
I think we'd all sign up for a nice 18-year run of whoever the heck the coach
consistently
is.
In the postseason and a Super Bowl title.
Pablo's in Dover, New Jersey. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, Pablo.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Good morning. How's it going?
All's good.
Well, calling in about this whole John Harbaugh situation, it's been 10 years since Tom Coughlin left the building. Giants haven't had an actual leader of men in that building in 10 years. The Giants need John Harbaugh way more than John Harbaugh needs the Giants. He's going to have the pick of the litter.
Right.
It's clear as day, retaining Joe Shane is going to be what holds him back. John Harbaugh worked in Baltimore. He's had nothing. Ozzie Newsome was his GM. He's worked with, you know, Hall of Fame level front office executives. He knows the difference. The fact that Miami obviously has Alexander as a finalist, it makes them the most attractive job. If the Giants want John Harbaugh, they need to do the right thing. He's not going to want to work with Joe Shane, and it's going to stink as for the fan base to know that we have to keep this guy, and we're going to miss out on literally one of the best candidates to hit the market. It's probably Andy Reid when he left the Eagles in terms of pedigree and resume, and we're losing him because of Joe Shane. It makes absolutely no sense.
So, Pablo, if they don't end up with John Harbaugh, and I know, especially you, Teak, and even you, Sean, you both love Kevin Stefanski, so I don't want to speak for you guys, because I think if they end up with Kevin Stefanski, you guys will be happy, and I'm
thrilled.
I respect that. I think there's going to be a lot of Giant fans who, while they like Kevin Stefanski, are going to say, how did we miss out on John Harbaugh? He was clearly the guy we've been waiting for. And it is going to put a lot of criticism at the feet of ownership on their decision to keep Joe Shane. Because even if that's not the reason John Harbaugh didn't take the job, that's going to be the initial reaction. Like, if the Giants don't end up with John Harbaugh as the head coach, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
The belief amongst Giant fans is going to be the decision to retain Shane was the reason why. And that is going to make a decision that was already controversial to begin with even more controversial moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's only going to be the narrative if he goes to Miami and his guy, what's his name, Craig?
Chad Alexander.
Chad Alexander gets that job. That's what it's going
to
feel.
So if it goes to...
So now, what is it? It's a mandate when you hire a veteran head coach that you got to fire your GM and bring in that veteran head coach's GM?
Kind of. I mean, we don't have a lot of examples of a John Harbaugh type, so it's not like I could sit here with a million examples, right. But yeah. When a guy's that established and has that loaded of a resume,
Did Tom Coughlin do that?
I don't think so. No, he definitely didn't do that, actually, now that I think about it.
Right.
Ernie Accorsi and all that.
Right.
It's different. I think it's a little bit different. And with all due respect to Tom accomplished a lot in Jacksonville, two AFC championship games, not the resume of John Harbaugh.
And I think the resume of Joe Shane is what people are going to look at.
And that's the other thing, yes. The resume of what was here then and here now is also vastly different.
Hmm.
More of your calls, 888-808-1019. And the date and time of the first report from one of these big reporters that the Giants are hiring their next head coach. The date, and you could even throw in a time, that report is going to go down. So if it's Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport, reports are done, Giants are finalizing a deal with so-and-so, that's what we will go by. Not the press conference date or anything like that, or the Giants putting a press release. That first trusted report. Tiki Barber, date and time on the Giants hire.
Martin Luther King Day.
MLK Day, which is January 19th.
At, I want it on air, so 12:05.
Oh, you want it on air? Yeah, that's always fun. Breaking news live on the air. Sean Morash.
Friday, January 16th, 2:03 p.m.
So as we're signing off.
Yeah, we have 3 days before we can talk about it.
I was going to go along those lines. So I was looking at the history of when the Giants have hired coaches. It's always in January. It's usually in mid-January. The latest one
I'd hope.
Yeah, right. The latest one was Brian Daboll, but that makes complete sense because they needed to wait for his elimination. So that was one of the latest hires they ever made.
They also were hiring a general manager as well.
Correct. So it was, you know, a double search.
Mm-hmm.
The earliest I've seen, at least during this recent cycle, is Joe Judge. January 8th.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
I don't remember it being that quick.
I do because it was so stunning. Like, it was just like, wow.
That's today.
Yes.
Remember, the season ended a week earlier.
Holy crap, it is today.
But still.
It's still early, Sean. Like, that's still like a week after the season ends.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with next week. And I'm going to go with January 15th at, you know who's going to get the breaking news? The freaking morning guys. Mm. They rarely do. They're going to get it at 9 a.m. Thursday, next Thursday, week from today. It's going down. That's my short-term prediction on when the Giants announce their next head coach. One of the guys who has been talked about for years as potentially being the next head coach of the New York Giants is, of course, the legendary Bill Belichick, who we have not heard from in a while.
Oh, man. He couldn't feel any less relevant.
I know. Meanwhile, he does have quite the resume. When Jim Gray was taking a break from kissing his ass, he did ask him, hey, if a team comes to you and talks to you about a head coaching job, what will you say? Here's the exchange between Jim Gray and Bill Belichick.
The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com.
What do you say, and would you have an interest?
Yeah, nothing's changed. Yeah, I'm where I was a month ago. I'm here in North Carolina. I really appreciate the love and support that we've gotten from the community down here, from the school, from Chancellor Roberts, the ADs, Bubba Cunningham, Steve Newmark. Work with Mike Lombardi and our staff here. We're building a good program, and you know, I'm excited about the direction we're headed in.
I'm sure that'll settle that, Coach.
I don't believe him. Yeah, no, he's right. Jim Gray was actually right. I don't believe him at all. I think if a team calls him, he is all over it. I just wonder, Teak, if a team will call him. That's the part that I'm unsure of. But that answer does not. I don't believe Bill Belichick. I think he's full of crap.
I think that in that spot, just real quickly, Bill Belichick is trying to cover up and get ahead of why he wouldn't be asked. This Fan Focus is sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think I don't think he's top of lists right now in the NFL.
Which is amazing considering he has the greatest resume in the history of football.
Course. But you saw this last year before he took the North Carolina job. It was one team. Essentially.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
Or 2 years ago, I should say.
Yeah, it was two now.
Two years, because Raheem was there for a year. Two years, right?
Yeah. Yep, 2 years. So, 8 and 9 both years.
There wasn't a ton of interest then. He's 2 years older now and hasn't had really any success down at North Carolina.
There's something else that hurts Bill Belichick.
Which is?
Something that I believe is very damaging to Bill Belichick getting another head coaching
job. Josh McDaniels not available to him?
It's a good guess. That's not it. Sean, your guess on why I think something else has happened that has hurt Bill Belichick's potential of being a head coach again.
How good the Patriots became without him?
It's a close one. No, it's related to NFL results, though. Like, it is not something about his girlfriend, nothing like that. It has nothing to do with him, and it's unfortunate. And here's the answer, and I guarantee both of you are going to be like, that's a good point. Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll is Hall of Fame caliber head coach. He got a job despite the age. Age is just a number. And he went one and done.
He looked overwhelmed.
He fair or not, and I do not think it's fair, by the way. I'm just telling you how I think the perception is. Mm-hmm. He added to the perception of, oh, you're too old to coach. He just added to it.
And it's not. And you're right, it's not fair. But when you hire Pete Carroll, you think there's going to be two things that are certain. Your defense is going to be disciplined, dialed in, not mistake-riddled, and you're going to run the heck out of the football.
Yeah.
They were the worst rushing team in the NFL, despite drafting Aston Jeanty in the first round.
Yeah, and it takes a special kind of badness to go one and done, and he went one and done. He just wasn't unsuccessful. He was a one and done head coach. He's never going to coach in the NFL again, which sucks for him, and I really do think it hurts the other senior citizen head coaching candidates like Bill Belichick.
No, you're right. It's a good point.
Thank you.
Senior citizen.
I mean,
I wasn't saying that derogatory. I'm being honest. I'm
73 years old.
I know.
And Sean, I think it sucks. Like, literally, and I'm not trying to besmirch all of Americans. We literally were voting on two old men over the last couple of elections to run our country. So if you
Bill's a young man to be president.
Absolutely. If you can run our country, then I think it could be a freaking NFL head coach.
Right.
So obviously, I don't look at age as something that should be a deterrent, but I think it's going to be.
I think it's harder to be a head coach, to be honest with you.
Is it?
Yes, because your job is on the line every year.
That's true.
As the sovereign president and the head of the United States, you have 4 years.
Yeah, your job's on the line.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, that's right. It's only one time.
No checks and balances here. No checks and balances.
All right, let's go to William in Long Beach. Hey, William.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
So I want to talk about Harbaugh and why he's waiting for the end of the wild card weekend. And I think it's because if and when the Bills lose to the Jaguars and fire Sean McDermott, which they should have done in 2023 after the loss to the Bengals, I think he would like to coach there, in all honesty. I think it's a good fit.
The Bengals?
No, the Bills. But the Bills lost to the Bengals.
Oh, the Bills. The Bills. The Bills.
The Bills lost to the Bengals. Yeah. I could see that. I mean, I don't think that...
I still don't know why the Bengals are involved, because the Bills are playing the Jaguars.
I don't think that he was. Yeah,
I must have understood that.
That's what confused me for a second. I'm like, why are we talking about the Bengals? But I don't feel that Sean is on the hot seat.
Oh, I think he is now because of John Harbaugh. Because I'll ask you a simple question. We did it with Nick Sirianni. We'll do it with Sean McDermott. Who's a better NFL head coach, John Harbaugh or Sean McDermott?
I mean, Harbaugh.
Okay, so that's it?
McDermott has had a ton of success as well.
But he's also fallen short. And in a year in which there's no Patrick Mahomes and there's no Joe Burrow, and I think that's where the Bengals came up, that the Bills failing this season in a year in which you don't have to go through Kansas City.
Oh, I see.
And you don't have to go through the Bengals. We'll use them as an example. And the Ravens, throw them in there. It is unacceptable for the Buffalo Bills to not go to the Super Bowl. And I think we all know it.
Yeah, but the better team in the division was the New England Patriots.
Come on.
So it does.
They faced the easiest schedule in NFL history.
Right.
So I don't look at the Patriots as the better team. I'm sorry. They're not. I mean, they split the season series, and the Bills' track record matters.
Who has the better coach and quarterback?
Between whom?
The Patriots and Bills.
Well, I think the Bills have the better quarterback. I have to give Josh, absolutely. Drake May hasn't started a playoff game yet.
But Drake May might win the MVP.
And it's well-deserved. He's also faced one of the easiest schedules in NFL history. Putting Drake May above Josh Allen is not, you can't do that yet. You want to tell me he had a better year? Of course. But putting him ahead when you say who's the better quarterback?
Oh, no, no.
Josh Allen's the better quarterback.
Like historically, not even.
He asked the question.
No. Because usually.
I think you were asking for right now.
Right. Well, because that matters, Evan.
I trust Josh Allen in a playoff game head to head more so.
Whenever we get here in the playoffs, we're constantly reminded, typically, not all the time, the better head coach quarterback combo usually wins these games. Mm. And if it was Patriots-Bills in this spot in the playoffs, I'm sorry. I'm trusting May and Vrabel from trusting freaking McDermott.
Mike Vrabel and Sean McDermott have gone as far as each other in terms of postseason success.
So who would you rather have, Evan, as a head coach then? Who do you trust more?
Oh, Mike Vrabel.
Okay.
I didn't get to that. You asked me the quarterback. The answer is Josh Allen. For now.
Yeah.
Obviously, cards subject to change.
Combo.
Well, I think the Bills are better than the Patriots. What do you want me to tell you? I've said it all year.
Well, just because they beat them.
Well, because they were also more battle-tested.
Yeah.
That matters.
Yeah.
That was your point, Sean. You're the one who taught me that 3 years ago about the Jets. You got to be battle-tested. This is their first excursion.
To be fair, I think the Bills' roster has changed over more than people realize, and that defense ain't the same as it used to
be. No, let's go back to the Patriots not being battle-tested. That's my point.
Right. Yeah, they have to prove it.
They do. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Anyhow, what was the point again? Oh, yeah. That if the Bills don't get to a Super Bowl, period, I think it is absolutely a conversation that they're going to have on saying, hey, Sean, thank you for getting us this far. But much like what the Knicks decided to do, this is the guy that could put us over the top.
You're up against your ceiling. And we've seen it year over year over year. You've been unbelievable for us. And tons of winning, tons of great plays and players and moments. But we don't think you can win a Super Bowl.
I do think our last caller is right in that John can wait because, A, he doesn't need to be rushed. And B, there could be more openings, as we've talked about. We mentioned it yesterday. We talked a lot about the Eagles, and obviously he brings up Buffalo. Like,
well, think
that's
about this.
Absolutely legitimate.
There are three playoff teams that could move on from their head coach.
Yes.
The Steelers, the Eagles, and the Bills.
Yes.
And that's crazy to think about.
It really is, but it's true.
But it's the reality of the sport.
Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'm going to give you why Harbaugh in Miami is a mortal lock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I worked at the University of Michigan for 3 years at a school with Stephen Ross's name on it. I dealt with him and his people for 3 years. And this is what's happening. As soon as, and he's very close to Jim Harbaugh and had a lot to do with Harbaugh going to the University of Michigan as head coach. So when John Harbaugh became available, the wheels started going. I know how Ross operates.
Mm-hmm.
So back.
Nope, I think we lost
and
you.
What he's gonna, and what he's going to do for him, he's giving Harbaugh a Godfather offer that I suspect includes a mansion in Miami and a piece of the team.
That would be interesting. Is
that legal?
The coaches aren't regulated by any kind of collective bargain, so you can kind of do whatever.
Mean the CBA. I mean just like ownership stake.
I mean, essentially, didn't the Raiders kind of do that for John Gruden?
Did they?
I mean, they gave him $100 million.
Yeah, they gave him a lot.
That was a tenth of the franchise value.
The Dolphins have the ability. I mentioned this to Connor Hughes yesterday when he was on. I said, with a lot of people, not everybody, it's about power and it's about money. Not for everybody,
yeah.
But power and money it means a lot.
Oh, of course.
They can give him the power. Obviously, it could be a handpicked general manager, and they're interviewing one of the guys he's linked to. And then, yes, Stephen Ross is a billionaire. Could he very well make him the highest paid coach by a lot? Of course.
You know he has an affinity for the Harbaughs because the building he's talking about, the Ross School of Business at University of Michigan. He's one of their biggest donors. He's heavily involved with the football program. In fact, I went to a game with him years ago at the University of Michigan. So he knows the Harbaughs, and he loves them. It is not a coincidence that Mike McDaniel, who had a job 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about this on Monday. He had a job.
Yes.
And as soon as John Harbaugh becomes available, he no longer has a job. This is unfortunate for Mike McDaniel, a firing of opportunity.
Yeah.
Because John Harbaugh comes available, then we're getting rid of our coach to clear space so we can bring John Harbaugh here.
I cannot insist enough to my fellow Jet fans. I know we may feel left out of this conversation over the last few days, how much of a disaster it would be for John Harbaugh to take the Dolphin job. Like, I understand that there's this Jet-Giant dynamic we have in this town. We kind of want to laugh at certain Giant fans. Not you, Teague, but certainly Sean Morash, lately Big Mac. Like, we want to be, ha-ha, you didn't get what you wanted. Him going to Miami is a freaking nightmare for the New York
Independent
Jets.
Independent of the New York Giant situation.
Forget the Giant situation for a second. It is a disaster for this division to now add John Harbaugh as a head coach.
Right.
We already have a lack of confidence considering who our coach is. And now Miami, who's been a spinning wheel of garbage for the last 2 decades, is going to add one of the most accomplished coaches in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It is an unmitigated disaster. Frank is in Monroe. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey. Well, good morning, guys. What's happening?
What's up, dude? What's up?
Hey, yesterday I was listening to one of your peers on a podcast, and he made a tremendous comparison between McCarthy and Harbaugh. Right? GH in English is an F, so I'm going to call him John Harbaugh. Okay.
Listen,
they both coached for 18 years.
Yeah.
They're both the same age.
Yes.
They both have the same winning percentage, and they both won a Super Bowl.
I know. I did that with Sean in the 10 o'clock hour yesterday.
Right. I think he's talking. BT posted this yesterday.
Oh, BT's spot on. So
I wrote this down. What's the difference?
Here's what I brought this up to Sean yesterday, and I still have it written down on my notes. 18 years for both guys, a winning percentage for McCarthy of 608, for Harbaugh 614. Playoffs, McCarthy 11-11, John 13-11. And then above 500 seasons, under 500 seasons, and at 500 seasons, 12 for McCarthy, 13 for John, above 500. Under, 5 for McCarthy, 3 for John. Their resumes, while slightly better for John, I mean, he hasn't beaten everything, it is very, very close. And the perception of both guys is so different. And one of the things we brought up yesterday, and I heard Gio bring it up today as well, and it's uncomfortable to say, but it is true, because Sean has said this a lot over the years, is the shapeness of each guy.
Yeah.
That one guy is out of shape.
I actually don't think it's that.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the Aaron Rodgers effect.
Aaron Rodgers almost negates the success that McCarthy had?
No. He won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, and he was great. They loved each other, right? And then all of a sudden, they didn't. And Aaron Rodgers couldn't say anything good about Mike McCarthy. He ultimately gets fired as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And then he goes to the Cowboys, where you're expected to be, as Jerry's, I don't know, anointed whatever, a champion. And it never happens. And so they get to the postseason. They win 12 games every year. They get to a point, and it falls apart. And most of it is coaching decisions that people will look back on and say, this is why the Cowboys didn't get there. And so it's a combination of being in these high-profile spots and not ultimately succeeding, and then having a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, crap on you.
I think there's a level.
You don't get that from John.
No, you're right.
Nobody's saying boo about John Harbaugh.
Here's what, because I'm trying to be self-reflective on this, because I'm a big Mike McCarthy guy. I've been for years. Me and Joe were screaming about him to the Jets. We've actually had arguments around here with the Giants. So I'm like looking in the mirror. I'm saying, Evan, you like Mike McCarthy. Why are you more gung-ho for John Harbaugh than you are Mike McCarthy when you're a McCarthy guy? And so I was looking in the mirror, trying to figure it out, and my answer is, and it's unfair, but I think it's my answer, every time you get fired, there's like a little bit of a stench on you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And because
somebody didn't want you.
Correct. And because it's happened twice now, while with John it's once, and it's new, it just happened, like it's fresh.
Right.
There's like that extra stench on McCarthy because twice teams have said, we're done with you.
Right. After not horrible season. I mean, he had one sub-500 season.
Dude, he won 12 games in back-to-back years with the Dallas Cowboys. Right.
The other season was bad was because Dak got hurt, right?
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, Harbaugh has survived injuries and won games without.
Yeah.
I actually did a fair deep
dive. By the way, 3 straight years of 12 wins for Mike McCarthy in Dallas. I want to correct myself. That is really impressive.
Right. In the second year, that was the one Dak got hurt, right? And he
583 winning percentage in Dallas. 583!
I tried to be really fair about Mike McCarthy last night. I stayed up. I felt like Evan last night. I stayed up late. I'm like, all right, let me just brace myself against McCarthy's the coach. What is the difference between him and Harbaugh? Mm-hmm. And I've realized everybody reading the playoff records between him and Harbaugh is kind of lazy if you do a deeper dive. Dude, Mike McCarthy's playoff losses, completely unprepared versus the 49ers. Completely unprepared that game versus the Packers.
Right.
How did the Ravens lose this year? Mark Andrews doesn't catch a pass. Harbaugh's coaching with Billy Cundiff couldn't make that kick.
Right.
When Lee Evans dropped that pass, like, it's always these little things on the players where the bad McCarthy losses are like, dude, did you even prepare your team for for the game?
That's what I mean. It comes down to it feels like
coaching is the difference. Yeah.
In the postseason.
Yes.
For McCarthy, whereas it's been one of the best tight ends over the last decade, drops a pass that is in his hands.
Correct.
That gets them to the Super Bowl.
Does it concern you? Because I like history. I think history matters. We had fun with it late in yesterday's show with the Knicks on a losing streak, where I reminded everybody the all-time record for most consecutive losses in a season in which a team won an NBA championship. The answer was 6, so it's good that the Knicks won yesterday. Mm-hmm. They get off that snide.
And it's a regular season, and basketball, as Evan told us last week, doesn't matter.
It doesn't, but the history says if yes. you have a 6-game winning streak or more, you're not winning an NBA title. Luckily for now, the Knicks don't have to worry about that. Does it worry you that Mike McCarthy and John Harbaugh have won Super Bowls and no head coach in the history of the sport to this point has won Super Bowls with two different teams?
No. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Can you name, and Sean, Tiki, the floor is both of yours.
All right.
Can you name the 7 guys, because it's actually happened 7 times.
Who got closest?
Who got to Super Bowls with two different teams.
All right.
So they didn't win with both teams, but they were able to accomplish getting there.
I got 3 without even thinking.
Go.
John Fox.
Mm-hmm. John Fox is correct. And just for the record, the first Super Bowl he went to, he lost with Carolina and came back and won one with the Denver Broncos.
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells had the opposite. He obviously won with the Giants twice. Then he goes to New England, gets there, and loses. So the opposite in terms of order.
I actually just realized there's a 4th. Dan Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Dan Reeves did not win with Denver over and over and over again, and also did not win with Atlanta. So unfortunately for Dan Reeves, he doesn't have a win.
Oh, you need a win. You need a win.
No, I'm saying...
That just got there, you said, right?
I guess... No, get there with both teams. You don't need to win. We're going to clarify, because obviously no one's won with both teams.
Right. The 4th I'm wrong on, so I'm going to move on.
Just say it.
I was going to say Gruden, but he never got there with the Raiders.
No.
Huh. Okay. Got there with 2 separate teams.
Dungy didn't get there.
Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren is a good answer. He got there and won with the Green Bay Packers and then got there with Seattle and they lost. So he went
What you got to do is think about the teams that lost.
Yes.
Teams that lost Super Bowls.
Losers.
You are missing...
Did Harbaugh...
You're missing 3 guys.
No, Harbaugh never won.
Not Harbaugh. And by the way, one of the guys you're missing is you can't miss because he's active and he's awesome.
Oh, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. Andy Reid, of course, got there with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Donovan McNabb threw up. And then, obviously, with the Kansas City Chiefs, we know the story.
That throw up didn't matter. That's not why they lost that game.
I'm just pointing it out.
T.O. would have you believe it. That's the reason they lost that game, but that is not the reason they lost
that game. I'll tell you what added to them losing that game. There was no urgency on those last drives. Anyhow, 2 more guys. Quick. Come on.
Are they before my lifetime?
Yes. One of them definitely, sort of, I mean, kind of. I'll just tell you.
Vince Lombardi?
No. Dick Vermeil got there with the Philadelphia Eagles, and obviously many years later came back and won with the Rams, and then one of the greatest of all time, Don Shula. He lost Super Bowl III to the Jets with the Baltimore Colts, came back with the Dolphins, and they won. So no one has done it, though. And that does not concern you guys when talking about these Super Bowl winning head coaches.
Because you know why? There's 2 other Super Bowl, like, little fun nuggets that went out the window in recent years, and we forgot were a big deal going in. One was, no team has ever played a Super Bowl in their home building, and then suddenly we had it happen, like, multiple years in a row with the Bucks and Rams. And remember the old, there's never been a Super Bowl that went to overtime. Recently, we've lived through 2 of them. So we're due to break another Super Bowl streak here with a coach.
Speaking of Super Bowls, who's getting to this year's Super Bowl? And... who did we predict at the beginning of the season to get to the Super Bowl? Because I forgot.
Wrong. I know I'm wrong.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,